Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Okay. Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Before we say who's here, I do have my priorities straight. Who is placing our chicken cheesesteak order?
Oh, Alex is about to walk out right now.
Alex, you are the best. Do you need a credit card?
I don't think yet.
No, okay. When we pick it up, great. I'll give you a card. I'll cover it.
Obviously, he wasn't moving fast enough to
Vinny's
make that
buying. Vinny's buying. Wow, are you sure you don't want a chicken cheesesteak?
No, I'm all right. Thank you, seriously.
Our guest today is Scott Capurro, and it's who is sipping, I'm sure, organic coffee out of the...
It is organic coffee with raw milk.
Cap of his thermos.
Thank you. Thanks for
that. Raw milk, and all your things, all your dietary things. Oh. So... Yeah. We had a great comic on this morning. He was so funny.
Really? Who?
Yeah. His name's Dave Burley.
Ooh, he does sound funny.
Yeah.
Is he a big guy? Burley?
No,
is
he's
he a
not burly, burly guy? Like that, right?
Oh, right. But he mentioned it in his act when he was speaking to you, right?
He didn't. He was talking about, you know, his experiences in the pandemic and how he, you know, spent a lot of time working on his impressions.
Ooh, impressions of whom?
Let's see. He did a Jack Nicholson that his face turned into Jack Nicholson's face. I know.
So, do you hear how snotty he's being?
So, I do.
Nicholson, that's so unusual. Really? Did he close with it?
You can't be supportive.
I just said that's so unusual. Did he close with it? I'm asking about his act. It sounds great. Has he won any awards?
Yes. Listen to how snotty. Wow.
Hey, Bryn, didn't he win the San Francisco Comedy Club something?
Let me look up exactly what the award was.
He won something.
Really? For which club?
No, that was
for a club gave him an
just
award.
Just because he doesn't have blackmail material on a radio show host doesn't mean he's not a valid comedian.
He sounds great. Good luck to him.
Do you have it?
Well done. Fine. Is he making a living?
Just pull up the one sheet.
Is this his day job, the comedy, or is this just something he does?
Oh my God!
He works at the restaurant he won the award from. That would be nice. But
he moved to Hollywood.
Oh, he moved to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Good luck.
He went down there to Hollywood. You know. Like a lot of people,
yeah,
do that.
Two-time finalist.
Go down there.
Two-time finalist
in the San Francisco comedy competition.
But he never won. Is that right, Bryn?
He was a runner-up.
Runner-up.
Did you win it
against Robin Williams?
Oh, against Robin.
And
he's been around
DeGeneres.
For a while. This guy.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Oh right. I swear. I never heard of him. Strange.
He was a runner-up to Robin Williams.
No, I won the Perry, which is a different comedy
shared
contest.
Shared first runner-up honors with the past legends like Robin Williams.
So snotty. Can you hear that?
Man, there's a lot going on.
He sounds great.
You are.
I wonder what his day job is. Do you know? Does he work?
No, he's a comic.
He's a comic full-time.
Oh, right.
Golly.
It was really sad for him during the pandemic.
I bet. He had to live out of his car or something.
No, he just was alone with his dog.
Oh.
Practiced all his comedy bits on his dog.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
It was.
I was traveling a lot during the pandemic. I guess he and I lost contact.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank.
Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Gets that in the comedy.
But
network.
I have a big announcement I wanted to make.
Oh my goodness!
I know.
Brace yourselves,
Brent. Do you have any music for a big announcement? Do you have any big announcement music? Any
Well, what do you got? Oh, here you
Oh, and now a big announcement from Scott Capujo.
I am now featured on TikTok.
What? Is that the end?
Yeah, I'm people have been asking if I would agree to be on TikTok, so I've agreed. I've released three short videos on TikTok.
Oh, that was the breaking news, huh?
Well, Bryn, you and I were talking about producing some films because Bryn
has
some...
picture of this moment. Just Jesus.
Bryn has some money he wants to spend. So we talk about production and you know, Milbray, a.k.a. Milbryn, has provided him with so much, right, Milbryn? Has provided him with so much experience. And he wants to produce some short films.
I see.
So
we need more work.
Right, we've been talking about TikTok. And so we've agreed to produce films for it. And TikTok
How much are you getting paid for this again?
That it's all in gratuity.
It's all in tipping?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we'll be passing a bucket, as it were, internationally, online. And we'll be... Anyway, I wanted to answer that question that I get so many times from so many fans of your show and my own, and probably this burly person. I am now featured on... Bryn, you have that music again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're remaking it now.
Thank you. I'm now featured on TikTok. I will see you there, America! See you there!
All right.
Nice, I like it.
You're welcome. I thought I mentioned it here first.
Thank you.
I give it to you guys.
Thank you.
Because you've been so good to me.
Right.
And we've been, had so much
fun.
I
agree, we have been really good.
You've been great.
I heard it here first.
That is Newsnet National for sure. We'll cover that.
It used to be nice when I had coffee brought to me after bringing my own now. But anyway, it's been great today making that announcement. Thank you to that person just walked in. I don't really know who that is. So thank you.
You don't know Alex?
No, I do, but not really. He never speaks. I don't really know anything about
him. Well, people are afraid to speak when you're speaking.
Because I listen to the show all the time. I hear him so little when I'm listening.
Well,
see you on TikTok, Alex. I'm on TikTok now. I'm featured.
Sounds good. I'll see you there.
See you there.
You're
I can't wait.
Featured.
Yes,
so
on TikTok.
Do I, is there like featured a handle comedian. Situation?
What? What do you mean?
Like a, you know, you
just pull up TikTok and there you are.
Or do I look for
I think it's
something?
TikTok at and then my name. I think that's how it works.
It's TikTok at Scott Capurro?
Yeah, it's how it works. Featured.
I don't think that's how it works. But
let's find out how it works. I'm going to look you up on TikTok.
What's your, what's your handle,
you're
Scott?
Just, he doesn't know it.
What? It's a copy. It's TikTok.
He can't even log into his account. He doesn't know his handle.
It's Hi Cheese. No, it's TikTok and Hi Cheese, Scott. It's hot. Yeah, it's just look for it. It's all there. It's all they're featuring it. I'm all over it.
Hold on.
He made himself snort laugh. That is so funny.
I've never known you
25 years. I've never heard the snort
it's
laugh.
It's old age. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it happens.
Scott
Capurro. Yeah. TikTok. Hi, cheese. TikTok at.
So his.
There you are. You're
TikTok
right there.
TikTok at. B is my character name. It might be able to come under Bede if you look at Bede.
Scott A. Capurro.
There you go.
All TikTok at. Yeah, one first, P, two R's.
First video, of course, is of Edson
dancing.
Half naked. Yeah.
Yeah.
People
like that.
Three.
They like it. They like the half naked dancing. So we'll be doing that. I'll see you there, America.
You don't get and a little jealous with everybody ogling your man.
I don't, whatever.
I'm going to follow you.
I wish.
Oh, I have to log into TikTok.
I want to talk him into a three-way because I can still bend. But he's not into it.
You can still bend? I don't get it.
For now. Well, you know, as I get older.
Oh, I logged in.
I'm less pliable.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Oh! So you would be the Oreo filling? Is that what you're saying?
I'm the host, so I do whatever I'm told. They're my guests. So what's needed in this room? Do you need anything? Because here I am. I can speak Hutchese. I'm on TikTok. I can... Are we... we're recording now. We're not on the air, right?
Right.
Yeah, I can suck it like a trailer hitch. Whatever you need. You know
what
I
was just going to say? Somebody shut him up with a cock in the mouth.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very handy.
Yeah.
So I just followed you.
Yeah, on TikTok.
I didn't even know I had a TikTok account, but Google let me sign in.
So TikTok at... There you go, see?
So you have a TikTok account.
I do now. You're welcome, Sarah. That's what I want to do. I want to bring people... You know, not many people use TikTok. They don't know about it yet. So I want to bring the world to TikTok. That's what I'm there for. That's why they featured me. Because they know that, you know, I have a draw and all that. So
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
It'll spread the word for them. The way you guys use me for the station.
Yeah. You spread the word for us.
Pittsburgh, August 20th. I'll be doing stand-up for you. We'll talk about you guys a lot. I'm sure we will.
Yeah, you do talk about it. You say mean things about us, though.
Mm. I say how much I love you both. How great this has all been.
Yeah,
how much
you sandwich all the mean stuff with, but I love them. They're so great.
No, people were concerned about your health. And I'm like, she's,
they?
Yeah, oh. She's fine. Because they hear about the food you eat on the show and they're very worried. Mm. But I said, no, they're fine.
They're not worried. They're just jealous.
Yeah, that too. They're very jealous. But they love you guys. And every time I mention your names, it just gets a round of applause.
Yay!
And it's so polite of them to do that. Even though they don't know who you are.
That's not when the people walk out.
No. Yeah, that was...
So what happened? You were saying... You walked some people because
two
you were too racist or something?
No. What?
Racist.
No. Jesus, Sarah.
What?
No, I'm not. No,
well,
that's you
story.
You're talking about. I'm not a mirror. That's you. No. It's because they just were drunk when the show started. We started late. About a half hour late.
Waiting for more people to come.
We were waiting for the chairs to come from the wedding. Because the venue said...
Oh, you and your venues. Adorable.
We've got chairs, but they're at the wedding. I'm like, when does the wedding end? He said, about now. I'm like, so the chairs are en route? He said, yes. And they arrived, and then what's the Velcro? Oh, that's for the cushions. Where are the cushions? Yeah, they're not here yet. Shall we just start? So people were lifting one leg and then the other throughout the show, trying to not to get their corduroys trapped to the Velcro. Yeah,
oh,
there was that.
Geez.
And then,
where was this show?
It was in Half Moon Bay. Well, I say that. It wasn't really Half Moon Bay. It's more like a place called, before Half Moon Bay. It's a bit...
Pacifica?
Nah, between that and Half Moon Bay. There's a pumpkin patch nearby and a lot of trailers. I don't know. They think they're posh because they have boats, but that's because they're just, you know, importing, exporting illegally. But anyway, the point is that we started the show a little bit late. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, they were a bit too drunk. And then they were yelling expletives. And one woman yelled out... I'm bipolar. How dare you? From the back. And I don't know what I just said. I think I'd said to the woman in the front row, you're crazy for bringing your daughter to a show. Why can't you just have fun?
And then
the
woman said, didn't like crazy.
How dare you say crazy? I'm bipolar.
It happens.
And then she threw a drink. Oh. Bipolar people do that sometimes. And a piece of the ice hit me in the temple.
Yeah. Oh, no, you got hit with an ice
I did
shard?
With a piece of ice. Oh. Not the glass, because the glass flew a different direction, but a piece of ice went boing, boing, like the bullet that killed Kennedy.
You.
Yeah, and
sure.
Hit me in the temple.
Oh, I see.
And that is when I turned the table over. I got very angry.
Oh.
Wait.
You flipped the table.
I did flip a table.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really. Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Well, you had to get down off the stage and flip the table?
No, they weren't far away, actually. They're about 20 feet away.
Wait a minute.
Very
you
angry.
Walked over.
You're
and
serious.
The table.
I was very angry.
You're serious right now.
I don't care what happened in Hollywood a few months ago when he punched the comic. You know that's a new trend, comics getting punched. Did Mr. Burley talk about this? He do a lot of live performance?
He didn't talk about it.
There is a trend now. Thank you, Brent, for laughing at that. There's a trend now. Brent's listening. There's a trend now where comics are getting punched. A friend of mine had his jaw broken in London about 3 weeks ago, and he's a sweet guy. A sweet, no reason. And the person just walked up and boom, batted him.
And did everyone laugh?
It was bad. And it's happening a lot. And this right. person thought that because they're bipolar, they get away with it. And they threw the drink. And the drink went across the bar. And then the priest of ice must have hit the bar and came at me in the temple. And Edson in the back of the room is just watching the whole thing. He didn't know what to do. I mean,
he didn't run over and flip the table for you?
His immediate response is to, he said, in Brazil, we strangle them a little. That's what he said.
Brazil, which I like that solution, actually. I said, there's a woman. Yeah, that's why we just do it a little. If it's a man, we bump, bump, bump. I mean, what does that mean? We bump, bump, bump. Just a few bump, bump, bump.
Just arm around the head.
Just bump, bump, bump. But with her, we'd strength just a little, not to kill her. And the ice just hit me.
Just a teacher.
But he said, I just see this pitch black.
I can't believe no one called us or texted us this week to tell us that you flipped a table.
So angry.
So you got down into the audience and flipped the table over.
I walked across the room and you do not do that to the comic. And I pushed the table and it was kind of wobbly anyway because they'd set it up badly, I think. And it just kind of went.
You got it first try though, right?
Yeah,
I did have to.
Okay,
cool. Yeah, I'm working it.
I'm going to flip this thing. You meant to just jiggle the table.
My intention wasn't to do. I was so angry that I didn't. You know when people say I killed her or him, but I didn't. It's like that.
You were like Will Smith, the guy that you're so mad at.
That's how it felt. Right. I mean, I found his action inspiring. People got offended. Comics were worried. I found what he did because comics, they can still have that effect. We get so complacent, comedians. Like, no one's even listening anymore. But man, people still get worked up. You can still work.
Even the comedians get worked up. They run over, don't even mean to flip the table, and suddenly it's in somebody's lap.
And that comics tour sold out after that, and it wasn't selling as well as it was after he got punched. So it's a win-win for everybody. Mm. And he wasn't even offended. She got in his ear. You know, she did. He laughed at first. And then, you know, the wife got in the ear. And before you know it, he's got to defend, you know, her, I don't know, whatever. I'd love to hear that conversation in the car on the way home. But anyway, what it did was it made comedy more important in a way. Well, important enough for me to flip a tape. I was just so...
Wait a minute. Were you just saying he sparked a trend that's awful where the hit comedians are getting attacked?
Now it sounds like you want to get...
But at the moment, I found it inspiring. Now I'm a bit worried. Since my friend had his jaw broken in London, now I'm a bit anxious about it.
I've
punched people before, but not in a long time. I didn't feel like
I just saw you, you know, fake a punch there as you were like,
yeah.
You're not someone that...
No one needs to worry about anybody.
But that's because when I punched...
When I punched
the woman in the head, it was an open hand. So an open hand gesture is legal in a schoolyard. But she was coming at me and I was like, boom.
You mean like a chop or a flat?
I meant to push her away.
I remember this. Yeah. He hit a lady, yeah.
She said, oh, I just had head surgery. I'm like, well, it didn't work. I hit her in the temple and she fell back. Anyway, she's coming at me. If you come at me...
Wasn't one of your gripes that she was lesbian?
No.
Oh, that wasn't
it? I made
it?
Fun of a child who'd been abducted, and she took it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you always fight with the lesbians again? I never...
I don't.
Often.
I think gay men and gay women don't really... I don't know why we're in the same community. What do we have in common? It's like, I think
Nothing.
A trans woman has more in common with probably you than they have in common with me. It's not really a community. It's all made up. It's like the Middle East. All those countries whose borders were drawn by the French. No one respects any of it.
But don't you think, honestly, that the sort of the gay movement got caught because there's inclusivity. They want inclusivity. They're fighting for inclusivity.
To be honest with you, I find it.
Another, you know, group of people says, we want in. How are they supposed to say no?
I think the gays and lesbians locked hands around the AIDS epidemic because the gay women took care of gay men. I think that's when they got close.
Really?
Yeah, they really did. They really stepped up.
And so why do you hate them?
I don't hate them at all. I hate people that throw things at me from the back row. It's just not
valid.
Okay, right? Yeah. And then the show continued. We went over. But anyway. Yeah.
You always go over.
Yeah, I probably won't be invited back.
Do you want to do, you will. Do you want to do a bad advice?
I mean, to that club. I hope to hear I
no,
will.
No, you will be.
I'll speak Huttese if I, high cheese if you will.
Well, you know, that whole, they're not Half Moon Bay and
yeah, I think it
they're
was,
a pumpkin patch.
You know this area. You surf down there, I'm sure.
I know the area well. Yeah. I know the spot you were at.
Yeah, yeah.
Half
I think
Moon
you
Bay
did a show from there once.
Yes.
Is it the same place?
Yes.
The same building?
Yep. The same building, same
that
structure.
Place.
And that is absolutely Half Moon Bay.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called that?
It was a Halloween show.
It's called
show.
Princeton by the Sea.
Oh, I... Oh.
Because when I said Half Moon Bay, the audience corrected me.
Oh, the location is Princeton.
It is.
That's it's somewhere listen, in that's... the stretch that is Half Moon Bay.
It's a big
that...
stretch.
Okay.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let's do a bad advice. You ready?
I'd love yes. to.
Oh, is Alex going to pick up the food?
Alex, are you going to pick up the food?
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
I need to give you a card?
Yeah, give him a card.
I got to get a wallet, okay. though. I gotta, we right. got to finish this
we're
first.
Gonna,
I
think
we're is any of this going to be on TikTok? Because I'm featured on TikTok now. I don't
well,
know
you
if
could
if
have featured
that.
It on TikTok if you'd taken a video of yourself.
Oh, right.
How
is
about,
that how it works?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Vinny's going to record you, and now
okay.
it's going to be on TikTok.
Okay. Hi, TikTok world. I'm bringing my voice up a little bit because it makes me sound younger for the kids on TikTok. Hey, TikTok world. How you? Is it all groovy? How you do? How you doing? I'm ready.
No, it's going. It's
oh,
all, yeah.
Are we okay? Hey, I've got a joke for TikTok actually because Edson tells me to tell jokes.
Okay, try it.
Okay, what do a room full of battered women have in common? They don't fucking listen.
Oh no! Just delete that.
That's no. Not, that's for TikTok.
No, that's not TikTok. Doesn't want that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? That's a joke. Bryn liked it. I'm embarrassed now. It didn't work. That joke didn't work.
Well,
my
I didn't,
friend Jan
I didn't
gave me
like
that.
It.
Oh, she heard that joke at a women's conference in Michigan. That didn't. Okay. That's right. A total. No, it's a total. No, it's a left right. wing joke. That's a liberal joke.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
That's a left.
That's, I can't believe you guys all thought that was funny. That,
see, they're all laughing.
I didn't say it was funny. I said I was crying.
Yeah, that's a left. It's since so, I'm sweating now. Is that going to get
laughing.
Me banned? Am I banned from TikTok
that's
now for
it,
that
you're
joke?
You're off.
I'm
yeah,
done.
You're
okay.
done.
Okay, I just stopped it.
Okay,
all
now
right.
send
that's all
now send
I
it
got all that.
Thank you.
Send that over to him.
That's all on TikTok. That's great.
We had nothing to do with that joke.
I'm going
to
sell it out. I'm
going to
sell Pittsburgh.
Do not tag us in it, but definitely post it.
That'll be great.
That'll Jesus be, Christ.
See, I'm going to make a name for you guys. I'm
hey,
helping.
Are you
finally,
giving me
I can
the,
help.
Are you giving me the wrap up because you want me, because you're hungry or because.
No,
we're
because
out of time?
It's funny. We are,
well,
like,
we got to do
past.
This. Do the bad advice
we're
real quick.
Past.
Be fun.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
love you all. I'm in my early 40s. Husband, 7 years older than me. Married for over 10. It must be 10 years. Married for over 10 years. It says tenths. Still love him very much. Problem. Hubby's gained 30 to 40 pounds since we met. We still have sex, but with the extra weight, I'm just not as attracted to him in bed anymore. Is there a gentle way to tell him that? Sometimes I feel like I'm just going through the motions because I love him. I constantly remind him to lose weight for health reasons. Sounds like you're telling him already. Is there a gentle way to tell him? You're not... he works out, but he also loves to eat and has a sweet tooth. His ideal weight is under 210, and he's like 240, 250. Anything I can do to help? Don't say my name. Loyal listener.
It's the opposing letter to last time I was on when that woman was saying she had gained weight and her husband was complaining about her. And
oh, we've had a lot of response to that one.
I
you
bet,
know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
Stop drinking and clean up your house, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the general theme.
That's pretty much how I felt, too.
It's really long.
Well, did you want to, anybody want to respond?
No, we want you to respond. Oh, by the way, I sent you your video and
thank
I also
you.
Sent
did
it
you?
To you.
I was going
to
say, because it's trying, you're trying to airdrop it.
I can't
no, I stopped
wait.
That. I've sent it to you via text. That it should be on your phone now.
So many people are going to love that. It's going to sell me out in Pittsburgh on the 20th. Okay. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I think that she should leave him. She should leave him. Because she's dropped the hint so many
God
times
damn.
And he's not getting it. He likes to eat. Food's more important than her pussy. So leave him. Because he's not eating her pussy enough, obviously. She's not coming. And she said that, basically. She's going through the motions. So if he prefers chocolate cake to your vag, then let him have it.
Mm.
Be on your
Vinny,
way.
Vinny, your hand is up.
From now on, we need to have a comedian on just before he comes in. It seems to fire him up, and he is in the rarest of forms. I really am enjoying him
no,
today.
No, I want to get this guy's name. He can be a warm-up for me. I think he and I could work together.
You watch him and then come on.
I'll pay him. He probably hasn't been paid in a long time. You know, COVID was tough. I'll pay him some money.
Hey, everyone.
Thank
How
you.
How about that shitty show?
Thank you.
Hey.
He was amazing.
Fucking impressions. What a hack.
Let's hear it for Dave. That's Jack Nicholson.
Don't you guys, though. I did enjoy Dave.
I like Dave. I'm doing
I haven't seen Nicholson in 30 years. Look at him. Back on
doing Kapoor.
This is a perfect act to follow.
Closing with somebody else in my act. That's amazing.
I can't lose.
All right. Chicken cheesesteak, anybody?
Anybody know who Yogi Berra is? Anyway.
The end.